ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea is clearing refugees out of its capital city ahead of next week's APEC summit. More than 20 refugees from Manus Island who had been in Port Moresby for medical treatment have been sent back to the island. Another 20 refugees who are still in Port Moresby will be flown out this week. PNG police says it's part of security preparations as the country gets ready to host the region's leaders, including Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Chinese President Xi Jinping and US Vice President Mike Pence. Here's our PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting.
If a refugee on Manus Island requires considerable medical treatment, they're flown to the capital Port Moresby and put up in a hotel near a hospital. But last Friday, several refugees were removed and taken back to Manus Island.
At 4 a.m, I was woken up by the shouting of police with a list in his hand.
This refugee doesn't want to be identified, so this isn't his real voice. He says he was at the hotel that night.
The police opened every room with a master key, looking for the guys on their list. It was a very frightening situation.
21 refugees who'd been brought to Port Moresby for medical treatment have now been sent back to Manus Island. The ABC hasn't been able to contact any of the refugees who were removed, but another refugee on Manus Island, Baruz Buchani, says he's spoken with some of the men who were returned.
Most of them are still sick and they didn't receive medical treatment on Port Moresby. Authorities told them that they will bring them back to Port Moresby after 4 weeks.
He says some people are worried that won't happen.
People are so, upset. They are worried.
Mr. Buchani says there have been 5 self-harming or suicide attempts in the past week.
One of them was in Port Moresby. He was among those people who were supposed to transfer to Manus. But they didn't send him to Manus and they sent him to a hospital on Port Moresby.
The repatriations come as Port Moresby prepares to host the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Summit. Leaders from across the region, including Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Chinese President Xi Jinping and US Vice President Mike Pence will all be taking part. When asked during a press conference, PNG's Police Commissioner Gary Barkey said the refugee removals weren't related to APEC.
I think this is a normal support that we've been giving to immigration. So it has come at a time when APEC is also on the ground here in Papua New Guinea. So it is an ongoing activity.
But it's not connected? Are you saying they're not being removed because
No.
of APEC?
Another high-ranking police officer told the ABC that returning the refugees to Manus was about ensuring they were accounted for. He insisted those returned to Manus Island had completed their treatment. But in a statement responding to further questions from the ABC, the PNG Police Department said the repatriations were a part of APEC security. The statement says,
a total of 21 refugees in Port Moresby for medical reasons were repatriated to Manus as part of security preparations for the APEC Leaders Summit in Port Moresby next week. The remaining 20 refugees in Port Moresby will be flown back to Manus Refugee Centre either on Thursday or Friday this week on a chartered flight.
Police say since being returned to Manus Island, there have been no major incidents and the refugees are being monitored closely. But Baruz Buchani says people on Manus are struggling.
We have many people here are struggling to just survive.